Prepare to be captivated by the business story of the week, hosted by me, Shaheen Shan. Join us on a journey through the twists and turns of entrepreneurial triumphs and setbacks. Immerse yourself in the narrative and witness the magic that turns dreams into reality. This is Business Story of the Week.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Business Story of the Week. I am your co-host, Joshua. And today, once again, we have stories of innovation, stories of success, stories of struggle and perseverance. We do that every day here on the show. You know how it is. But today we have a radical guest with us. We have a kind of company that you would want to, you know, talk about with your friends, with your peers. It's going to be a fun episode today with Amy Lowe. Amy is the brand and marketing manager of Piping Hot, a renowned Australian surfwear brand dedicated to promoting sustainability and protecting the ocean since 1975. With over 15 years of experience in fashion retail, Piping Hot, along with Amy, they lead the company's efforts in delivering its sustainable strategy and brand mission, engaging diverse, you know, stakeholders, customers, surf wearers, athletes, in reducing their environmental impact. Piping Hot, on the other hand, has been dedicated to Australian families since 1975 and is synonymous with Australia's coastal lifestyle, right? Offering a full range of fashion, footwear, accessories. And Piping Hot's mission is to protect and serve the ocean. And so if this is something that resonates with you, something that is close to your heart, you know, when it comes to sustainability, saving the ocean, this episode is for you guys, for the audience and listeners out there. I'm quite excited with this episode. Amy, thank you for being on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Amy, it's quite an exciting introduction. Well, yes, you know, I mean, like I said, I am quite excited myself with this episode because, as you know, I am from the Philippines and we have our fair share of surf locations, surf spots here in the Philippines, in our country, and we love the ocean just as much. I mean, we're practically surrounded by it, basically. But we need talks, right? We need to have talks about surrounding what we are doing to the ocean, what we are doing to impact the sports of surfing at large. Of course, we have our own international surf legs here as well, and it's something of an event here as well in the Philippines. But before we really get into it, Amy, we need to get to know you. We need to get to know Amy Lowe. Your role as a branding and marketing director at Piping Hot, it involves sustainability strategy, brand mission, you know, reducing environmental impact, protecting oceans. I want to ask about some key initiatives or projects that you guys have. But before we get into that, Amy, what is your story? What is the journey of Amy Lowe? What did, you know, how did you start maybe from childhood? Any pivotal moments in your life where you say, and you told yourself that this is it. This is going to be my mission. It's going to be, you know, I love the ocean. I love swimming. What was it that decided, that made you decide that this was the path that you were going to take or swim?
Yes. Well, I certainly grew up like most Australians, getting to the beach as much as possible over the summer. And, you know, there's something quite restorative about being in the ocean. It's super fun. Yes. Like all of my summer memories of childhood are in the ocean. Yes. And so it's a really easy thing to tap into why the ocean is important. And it's a bit, it's like joy. It's pure joy. And it's also a kind of a meditative practice sometimes as well. Mm-hmm. When you need a break, mm-hmm. and to get away, you That's can true. Just, even just to spot the water from That's wherever true. You are, it's mm-hmm. quite amazing. So from my, I guess I have a close affinity to the ocean, and of I course. Get there all the time. I recently did an ocean swim, which I really, really enjoyed, although it was quite challenging. And I love that I get to speak to people about the ocean in my job. I mean, in terms of someone with a marketing background and mm-hmm. having worn many different hats in different businesses, I think mm-hmm. as soon as we put ocean innovation and ocean solutions into mm-hmm. the mission for Piping Hot as a brand, it started to open up a lot of really fascinating conversations from right. scientists to surfers to kids who were just, you know, voluntarily picking up rubbish on the beach right. because they care so deeply about turtles and the marine life that might otherwise get caught in the with the plastics.
Of course.
So the passion is just so easy to tap into, and I'm very lucky mm-hmm. to be able to be exploring and looking at solutions.
Amy, I have always envied my friends who grew up next to the ocean. I've always envied them. They always have these stories where they were troubled, you know, they have family problems, and they just go to the shore. And then the waves would just take all the troubles away. Sometimes you don't even have to swim in it. Sometimes, you know, it just heals you for just being there. And I've always believed that, you know, swimming in the ocean really, truly has those, that healing properties. It makes, takes all your worries and problems away, and you just feel so much better. And I love that. I resonate with that passion and that feeling. I am not a good swimmer, Amy. I grew up in the mountains as opposed to my ocean friends, but you know, I am an hour away from the beach, and I go there whenever I have the chance. Amy, we're here now, and you are now involved with Piping Hot, and you are the brand and marketing director. Talk to us a little bit about the initiatives or the projects that you've undertaken with Piping Hot, and how have these efforts aligned with the brand's mission and your values?
So I guess I've been very lucky to be involved in a transformation for Piping Hot. So Piping Hot in Australia is something that is very familiar. We have incredible brand recognition and this real affinity. There's a very positive association with Piping Hot because it's typically the brand that people grew up wearing. And they immediately connect it with those vivid memories of summer holidays and being in the ocean and at the beach. I started working with Piping Hot, our CEO was really grappling with what does Piping Hot stand for and what does it mean for surf and our business moving forward and in the future. And at the same time, there was a lot of reports coming out around the degradation of the ocean. So we were starting to get a very clear picture about plastic pollution, that horrible statistic about, you know, in 2050, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than fish. Before we even had statistics around how much plastic we were consuming through the water that we're drinking. Which is even more horrifying in terms of the impact on human health. But certainly, you know, images of like turtles, seahorses, fish, just all getting caught up in plastic. And we recognized that there was a bit of a reckoning that we needed to make in terms of what, as a surf brand who's really been celebrating the coastal lifestyle, and been all about living, you know, this free, having this freedom in the ocean to, it's our kind of our playground. It's, you know, restorative. It's, you know, all of these things, but how can we continue to do what we're doing knowing that there's also this enormous threat to the ocean? And so we recognize that there's this also this possibility that we could actually stand for something bigger than what we were, you know, just being an Australian surf brand.
That's beautiful.
And that was actually to be contributing to solutions in a much bigger scale and inserting ourselves, I guess, into that ocean protection space. And that's been the probably the most rewarding part of the job that I have as brand manager is, so what does that mean? I mean, it's it's very lofty and ambitious to say that we want to be contributing to global solutions for clean oceans, to be able to participate in stopping ocean pollution. And fundamentally, how do we do that when we're also producing products? And that there's a bit of a disconnect, but at this, but the gap that we see or the missing piece is that it's very hard for people to make sustainable solutions that are affordable and for an entire family. And we need to have scaled solutions. We need to kind of have mass participation because the ocean is in crisis and we need to do things quickly. And the whole industry needs to change. Like if we drop out of the industry, I'm sure there's not too many people that, you know, obviously well-loved Australian brand, people will care about that. But
of course,
by playing in a different space and trying to look at different ways that we can adjust the way that we work, what we stand for, we can demonstrate that there are ways forward that can be exciting, innovative, and better for the oceans. So some of the initiatives, I guess, we were given a pretty ambitious target of having all of our products have some sustainable attribute by,
of course,
you know, by July 22. And we were like, really? Like we've been making products since 1975, as you said. So it's a really diverse range of products. It's we're servicing, you know, in a difficult commercial environment. And now we're going to add this extra dimension, which is let's make sure that every single product is made from a material that is better than what we were doing before in terms of environmental impact. And I just want to talk a little bit because I know the next question is, but what do you mean by sustainability?
Of course, it is a confusing,
overwhelming space. And there's lots of different lenses. So we go back to the ocean and we say, okay, fashion's contribution to the, like, to the ocean crisis is that we are contributing to plastic pollution because, you know, 52% of textiles that are made from plastics, polyester, synthetic fibers. Essentially, that's what the fashion industry is current, or the textile industry is currently built on. And then you have carbon emissions, which are also causing warming oceans, and that is changing the eco, like the marine environment. And the ocean is kind of at that point where it can no longer absorb and play that role in regulating the temperature for human life. So that's a crisis point that is also accelerating. You've got microplastic shedding, and then also water as a resource. We're starting to really understand that the tap is going to run out at some point, and that it's not, it is a finite resource. It's not kind of renewable. So in all of these factors, we've kind of looked at, okay, what is our, what, how can we just make progressive improvements in the way that we produce products? And so we've looked at, okay, how do we move into less, contributing less to plastic pollution? And that is by step one, introducing recycled polyester, which uses less energy, which repurposes plastic waste, and also uses less water in its production. So those three measures, we kind of made an assessment and moved towards that. And then we just said, okay, well, what about cotton? Cotton uses a lot of water. It is a fiber that is pretty challenging to be able to produce in a lot of different environments. So we looked at, okay, what is the lowest water use? How can we save water in the cotton that we choose? How can we think about the end of life of our garments and look at using entirely natural fibers for certain garments, taking out any plastics or synthetics, so yeah. that they may biodegrade over a period of time.
Okay.
That lens, and then the hard stop that happened in July 2021, which was actually let's walk away from anything that's bad. When I say bad, it's degrees, right? But let's walk away from virgin polyester. Let's walk away from acrylics. Let's walk away from bodyboards made from cheap plastics. And look at the next step.
Of course. And these are very, very, very specific steps that you guys have taken, because it's not just about, again, you are a lifestyle brand, a coastal, very famous lifestyle brand. Everyone knows that. But now you're taking these steps into what can we do more, basically? Because the brand is one thing, and that will never go away. But what else can you do with this brand now resonating with the mission and clearly the big problems and obstacles that we need to tackle with, you know, our issues with the oceans today? So you mentioned about sustainability, creating more sustainable products. Again, to all our audience and listeners, Piping Hot has a rich history dating back to 1975, and it's synonymous with Australia's coastal lifestyle. But I understand that the mission now is not just providing sustainable fashion wear, and you've mentioned all of that in your, you know, the previous steps that you have taken to make this more sustainable. You also mentioned a very, very obvious and very glaring problem that we're facing right now with climate change and the oceans warming up. I mean, it's quite a grave picture, right, Amy? You got microplastics everywhere and biodiversity being threatened because of our ocean crisis. When it comes to carbon emissions, you mentioned that a little bit, Amy. What are the steps you guys are taking for some need of systemic change for a healthier ocean? And what do you think, not just companies like yours can do, what can individuals do to take these steps for a much healthier ocean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you got to have that confronting moment of assessing, having a real good look at what is the impact? Where is it coming from? How are you contributing to the problem? And what systems are you participating in that are generating emissions? And I mean, I think in terms of a simple approach, we looked at what the low hanging fruit is, what is within our control first,
right?
And how do we make that first step? So.
Right.
I mean, you know, a very simple first step for us was that we moved from an office which we operated for, you know, like many other businesses, and we moved into a co-working space that uses renewable energy. And so by having shared resources for our team, we were able to be more effective, efficient as a team, but also there's a win in terms of what our carbon emissions are because of the way that we were working. And then from a product perspective, it was looking at what are the ways that we can design in our product choices for more carbon, like for carbon savings, I suppose, to be within that process. So we've kind of created internal rules for our team, for our design team.
Oh, okay. And interesting.
Designers, well, you know, I guess our attitude is that creativity can emerge when you have constraints as well. And so we're just kind of challenged ourselves to focus on the measurable outcomes that in terms of product impact and look at ways that we can be more effective without compromising on creating great products that our customers love. Like that's super important, because otherwise we're contributing to the problem because we're just generating, you know, examples of products that no one wants to wear.
Yes, precisely. And it's like kind of just like undoing your efforts, right? Because you're doing all these efforts, but you're not actually practicing them as a company, then what's the point? I love that. I love that you moved into a co-working space using renewable energy. You probably moved into some sort of remote, if not fully remote, something like hybrid. That all reduces carbon emissions, carbon footprints. And that really speaks a lot to Piping Hot and what you're, how serious you are when it comes to this mission of yours. Because again, it's one thing to resonate deeply with the audiences, with the customers, with the consumers, the athletes, but it's another thing to actually put it into practice as a company. Because I mean, this is probably my opinion, but you know, but I would bet that our audiences, listeners agree as well that a lot of the onus of being responsible with the environment, it's a lot of it should be on the companies, right? Because these big operations are the ones that really are kind of undoing the small individual efforts that no matter what you do, you cannot stop the wave of, you know, this big companies that are just emitting an insurmountable amount of carbon emissions. And we need to work together on that. And it's great to have companies that have that mission. And like, again, I think it's commendable because you guys could have just, you guys could have just lived on your brand's rich history, right? You could have just stayed that way and then you would survive for years on years on decades and it'll never go away. You could have just stayed with your strengths. You know, what did they call that? Sat on your laurels and all that. And, you know, like surfed your way into success, into the sunset. But you guys are taking meaningful steps. Amy, I want to talk a bit more about your career. Because now you have this extensive experience in fashion, sustainability. And you have passion for sustainability and the ocean as well. What would you offer? What advice would you offer to any aspiring professionals who are looking to make the same positive impact that you are working on in the fashion industry? You know, regardless if it's in the surf industry, in the sports industry, while staying true to these values and principles, that is very challenging. What advice would you offer to our audience and listeners who are going through the same?
I think the really exciting thing about solving big problems and, I mean, protecting the environment and the ocean is a very big problem. But the most fascinating and exciting thing is collaboration. And so I talked earlier about all the different stakeholders that I'm really, you know, enjoying working with. But what we're finding is we need to break this. We need to have a systems kind of new system thinking. And that means that we need to start talking to people who aren't in our lane. We need to be thinking about how do we educate consumers? What do they understand about products? How do we kind of put what we value and the science that we understand to make that accessible to customers. And at the same time, we need to, I speak to scientists who say, we can see this is all the data that we're looking at. This is what the research is telling us. This is the predictions for ocean health in the future. But we don't know how to, we're ringing the alarm and the bell, but it's not, the message is not getting through because the scientists are talking to scientists. Marketers are focused on channels to get to the customer. And so I think what is the most exciting innovations have come from unexpected partnerships and the exchange of information between different experts who have a shared value. So my advice is, kind of bring your values to connect with your skill set, like your unique experience, and then find a way to be part of those conversations and find that kind of shared mission.
Yeah, and find the same like-minded individuals sharing the same values and sharing the same missions. I love that. I love that. You take your values, combine it with your skill set, and find others who are trying to do the same. Beautiful. You know, because again, like the best innovations that we've had as a humanity came from collaborations. And that is true to this day. Amy, I love to talk about, as much as I would love to talk about your mission and Piping Hot's mission and what have you guys done throughout these years, I would like to sort of start wrapping up with this question in the sense that, what does the future look like? Give us a bit of optimism, because it's easy to be pessimistic today, right? We are facing doomsday scenarios left and right, and it seems like a very insurmountable challenge and obstacles because of human greed, corporate greed, right? But Amy, what does the future look like for you? Let's start with you. What are your future aspirations, and what are you seeing yourself? Where do you see yourself impacting this mission of yours, and how do you see the future of ocean sustainability moving forward? Is there hope at all?
There is hope. So the short answer is there's hope. In one of the projects that I haven't spoken about with you yet is this project that we have in kind of developing a new fiber that can replace polyester. So what we want to be able to do is actually remove fossil fuels from our supply chain altogether. That will significantly cut our carbon emissions and provide what we see as being an exciting new future for Piping Hot. We are working, you know, we've commissioned research with scientists, climate scientists at the University of Technology, Sydney, who we've said to them, we need to step away from recycled polyester. We're excited by this possibility of a bio-based alternative that can utilize, I guess the exciting thing for us is that you can utilize utilize algae as a biomass, and that generate kind of is it, plays in with the marine ecosystem and the natural ecosystem to be able to produce the fiber that we currently have to rely on fossil fuels to produce. Maybe I'll try and explain that a little bit differently so that it's clearer. But
that is quite the innovation, though, I would say, Amy. Go ahead.
Yeah. So essentially what we've done is we've asked these climate scientists who are very much in a laboratory to make a new fiber that has all of the same features of synthetic fibers like polyester. Mm-hmm. So as a surf brand, we care about how does it feel in the water? Is it durable? Can you move around? Can you swim in it? Does it absorb water? Does it dry? Yeah, exactly. Does all of these things. And so we've said to them, this is why we can't use cotton to make swimwear.
Right, of course.
And so now we think about what could that look like, and how can we use nature as a solution to be able to find a new innovative future for a sustainable textile? And algae is like an amazing super organism that grows rapidly, is easy to grow, and also absorbs carbon and cleans water. It does all of these incredible things. And so we can harvest that to put into clothes to wear. So that shared value, shared purpose, innovative thinking and collaboration paves the way for the future of Piping Hot as potentially a material science company and a company that can provide a solution for the industry as a whole, not just a surf brand. That's really exciting and different.
It is. It is very exciting. And I love that. I love that. You said material science company. Is that what you called it? I think that's just beautiful. Yeah. Like what a transition. What a way to modernize yourself. What a way to kind of innovate and reinvent yourself and the brand, Piping Hot itself, into, you know, bringing itself closer to that mission and putting yourself at the forefront of actually taking this mission seriously, right? Amy, I want to go back to my question. What is your future aspiration? What does the future look like for Amy Lowe? And what are your plans for the coming decade when it comes to ocean sustainability? Give us some optimism.
I love being like connecting the dots and thinking about solutions. So I think whatever I do, I try and look at how do we build upon knowledge to find new ways to solve problems. And this problem is a very big problem, and I don't know what it will demand of me to kind of, in terms of, you know, at the moment we're challenged with greenwashing. And so one of the challenges is how do we communicate that in a really exciting, like how do we communicate sustainable solutions in an exciting way that isn't misleading to customers? And at the same time, you know, there's technology that we can be involved in. So I kind of think I have this really exciting position where I can tap into lots of different networks, meaning people, specialties, and, you know, to be able to draw upon to solve kind of big problems. And I think that that's what I, you know, hope to be able to do in the future.
And that's a great way to kind of look at the future as well. It's a very optimistic way, because you're thinking that, okay, there's a possibility, there's a path to, again, being a material science company, but also you're seeing a path that these collaborations are paving the way for a more sustainable ocean future. And I think that alone is a quite the mission, you know. It's quite the passion, it's quite the purpose to live through and to continue doing. Amy, I would love to give this opportunity to you right now. Where can we connect with you? Where can we connect with Piping Hot and their latest? I understand if you go to the website, you have what you call the Heroes of the Ocean and whatnot. But yes, talk to us a little bit about where we can find you, where are you most active at, and where can we stay connected with the most recent and most, coming innovations of Piping Hot.
Sure. I mean, you can look up Piping Hot Australia on our website, or Instagram is probably where we share most of our brand stories. There's kind of some, if you're learning to surf, then we've got some really great content on TikTok under Piping Hot Australia.
Awesome.
All right. For myself personally, probably on LinkedIn, you can all easily find me there. That's where you can find me.
All right. Fantastic. I will stay connected with you on LinkedIn. For our audience and listeners out there, get connected with Amy as well. Go check out Piping Hot Australia. If you don't already know, you know now. And of course, I wouldn't put it past our audience and listeners to know Piping Hot, you know. But today we have learned your initiatives, your missions, and what is new, and a lot of optimism for the coming ocean crisis, or the current crisis that we have with the ocean. I love it. Thank you, Amy, for providing your passion with ocean sustainability and giving us this this mission of yours, this passion of yours. And I love that advice, by the way, that advice towards the end of collaboration. For our audience and listeners going through the same path, I hope you guys take it to heart. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. And Amy, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks, Josh.
Fantastic. And to all our audience and listeners out there, see you on the next one. All right. Okay, that clap is the end of the recording. How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I fumbled through a little bit. It wasn't my most concise descriptions, but I'm sure it, yeah, I hope it sounds good.
You're fantastic. You were fantastic. I mean, I feel like I also fumbled a little bit, a few parts, but I think, you know, nothing that editing can't fix, right?
That's right. Exactly. But no,
you were fantastic. Are you on a lot of podcasts? Are you guest on a lot of podcasts as your marketing initiatives?
No, I haven't really been. No, I do a lot of talks. So like panel talks.
Right.
Yeah. More event, like in-person events.
All right. How different did you feel it was like being behind the camera and in person?
I guess it because I do so many Zooms, maybe there's some similarity, but I think maybe because it's more one-on-one and we were a bit more free flow, I was like, yeah. Oh, which part do I need to do now? But like, I enjoyed it. It was enjoyable. You made it very easy.
All right. Fantastic.
You're very warm.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Amy. That's always my goal. I always want to make these conversations meaningful, you know, and you know, try to really just get out. It has to be genuine, right? It has to be casual, but genuine at the same time and making sure that everything that we talk about is something that you really want to talk about. So I hope we achieve that today. I feel like we did.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, so here's the thing. We try to get a little bit better every day, but we can't do it without you. So if you like the video, make sure to like and subscribe below. And if you have any comments, just leave them in the space under.